a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Moab City Police Department says Gabby Petito and boyfriend Brian Laundrie had a physical argument days before she disappeared. A police report states an officer saw Petito slapping Laundrie and him pushing her away to avoid being hit. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, one person is dead, another injured after an accident with an MRI machine at the University of Utah Medical Center this afternoon. OSHA is investigating the accident. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be emergency traffic on southbound I-15 due to a rollover crash at 106 South, blocking multiple right lanes of traffic already. Heavy, heavy delays back to Murray. You want to consider an alternate route. Plus, we have a crash in Tooele County. This is southbound Main Street, SR-36 at 2400 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to 87 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Eight. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Biden announcing a new Indo-Pacific security alliance between the U.S., Britain, and Australia for greater joint defense capabilities, starting with sharing nuclear-powered submarine technology with Australia.
Although Australia, the U.K., and U.S. partnership, AUKUS, it sounds strange in all these acronyms, but it's a good one. AUKUS, our nations will update and enhance our shared ability to take on the threats of the 21st century, just as we did in the 20th century, together.
The new security alliance is likely to be seen as a provocative move by China. The Pentagon not commenting on a book quoting the Joint Chiefs Chair, General Mark Milley, reassuring China that then-President Trump wouldn't launch an attack after losing the election.
Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby not reporting the confirmed U.S. general and China reported conversation about a possible conflict at the end of President Trump's administration, but saying it wouldn't be unusual that General Mark Milley weighed in.
He is the prime military advisor to the president, and this would be a military decision of profound proportions.
Former President Trump calling the reported General Milley China reassurance call treason. Milley hasn't commented. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Moderna releasing data showing its COVID vaccine needs a booster after 6 months. Company President Stephen Hoge says though the vaccine is still effective,
there's still going to be waning immunity. And so while what we're seeing right now in the face of the Delta surge is higher efficacy and perhaps a little bit better durability, that's not permanent. We're not going to be able to defy gravity forever.
This Friday, government advisors are set to debate the safety and effectiveness of a Pfizer booster. U.S. Capitol Police say they've asked the Defense Department for D.C. National Guard personnel for security on Saturday during the planned protest in support of the January 6th insurrectionists. Energy and technology companies help lift stocks on Wall Street broadly higher. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. The boyfriend of missing Gabby Petito remains tight-lipped. Investigators in Florida say they've been directed to talk to Brian Laundrie's lawyer instead. Northport police spokesman Josh Taylor in Florida says Laundrie has been home from the couple's road trip since September 1st.
We don't know what Brian knows. I mean, that's the bottom line. And we're hopeful to talk to him. He needs to talk to us. We need to know exactly where he was, where she was, their last locations. In that, the fact that he was back here for 10 days, there was, you know, again, the family reported her missing 10 days later.
He says police have pleaded with Laundrie, hoping that he would talk, tell them something about what might have happened.
We went to the door Saturday night. We asked to speak with Brian and his family, and we were essentially handed the information for their attorney. That is the extent of our conversation with them. It's my understanding we have had some conversations with his attorney but certainly nothing to the level of providing us the details that we would like.
That's Northport, Florida police spokesman Josh Taylor. He adds, they'll use any means possible to find more information about Petito's whereabouts, including video surveillance. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, emergency traffic on KSL. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
I'm afraid it's already a mess on southbound I-15. So in Salt Lake County, if your drive usually goes on southbound I-15 from Murray to Draper, consider an alternate route at least for the next hour or so. Right now, we have a rollover crash with injuries blocking right lanes of traffic. Southbound I-15, 106 South in Sandy. It is literally causing stop-and-go delays all the way back to 53rd South in Murray. And until they open up those right lanes of traffic, those delays are only going to grow. Again, an alternate route would be suggested for your drive home tonight. Michelle?
Well, we have a crash southbound Main Street at 2400 North in Twilla. It's blocking the right lane. You're going to see some pretty good delays going through there. On Bankator Highway, we have some slowdowns around the 201 freeway. And then again in South Jordan, and still looking good, I-15 for drivers in Utah County. Steve?
Well, northbound 15, a bit thick between North Salt Lake and Bountiful right now as you leave downtown. We still have that crash causing some delays at Parrish Lane in Centerville. That's on the right shoulder. Then more slowdowns, Layton up to Clearfield. Northbound Legacy Highway, thick and slow this afternoon between Bountiful and Centerville. And southbound, or actually northbound, Highway 89 stacked and slow between SR 193 and the I-84 ramps. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is here, the 7-day forecast, and this forecast is like la, 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 boom.
You like a fall cold front, don't you, Jeff?
That's interesting.
It is the la, la, la that we're going to enjoy, and then boom, we'll all get our attention. But today, temperatures, how about 90 in Salt Lake City? It's been very warm. We've got the smoke in the air. In fact, air quality is moderate, and it will stay that way. Smoky conditions for the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, highs in the upper 80s. We do have some clouds sneaking in on Saturday, a chance for a few little mountain showers. The high pressure is going to move over the Four Corners, Jeff, and that's going to draw up some southern moisture. That will help displace the smoke. It'll also bring in a few clouds. But then the cold front gets here Monday. That's going to drop temperatures by 20 degrees. Highs in the 60s, lows dip into the 40s. And, Jeff, we're going to see snow out of that storm up in the Uintas, high Wasatch Mountains, and up towards Yellowstone and up towards Grand Teton area.
What? You said snow.
Yeah, that storm is cold enough. It's got the moisture that it'll be that first taste of fall, and it is going to put snow up on the above that 9, 10,000-foot level.
Oh, dude, you got my attention. And fall starts on Wednesday next week.
That's right, next week.
We're just getting there a little bit early. Thanks, Kevin. 422 at KSL News Radio. It's 89 degrees.
This is a classic good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is the Labor Day weekend is now over, but the good news is the Labor Day promotion at IntelliBed is not over. It continues on through Monday, September 20th at the Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale next to Olive Garden, and in Logan, and of course, the great, great deal is available when you call 888-435-2339 or go to IntelliBed.com. This is an opportunity for you to save up to $1,500 on the IntelliBed that you have been wanting. The Labor Day sale has been continued at all of the IntelliBed stores. Don't miss your chance to really find out what the gel matrix is all about and why you can sleep firm and soft at the same time. Save up to $1,500 on your IntelliBed now at your IntelliBed store.
Are you tired from managing screen time? It's time to unplug from distractions and plug into your family. It begins at the premier RV event of the year, September 16th through the 19th. It's the Utah RV Super Show at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. See new 2022 year models and special closeout deals on 2021 models. Bring a can of food for the Utah Food Bank and receive $1 off an adult admission for each can donated, up to half off. Visit UtahRVSuperShow.com.
Moms and dads, listen up. Your kids are back in school, which means we're face-to-face with COVID once again. But here's the thing. If we're exposed to COVID and we're vaccinated or wearing a mask, we can stay at school. If not, we may be back at home with you for at least a week. So avoid the quarantine and avoid being a part-time teacher. Get your kids vaccinated. Find your location at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Are you worried Social Security will run out of money and your benefits could be drastically reduced? Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits in a free report, the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get your free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a bonus, you'll also receive a free customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. To get your free report and this free customized analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
We're watching Utah's money. Dutch Brothers is going public. The coffee company, with several locations in Utah, will offer more than 21 million shares at approximately $23 apiece. KSL Drives, if you were waiting to buy a car, you might have to hold tight a little longer. CNN Business says car prices are increasing again because of Hurricane Ida wiping out hundreds of thousands of cars on the East Coast. Turns out all those influencers on Instagram are toxic for teen girls' body images. The Wall Street Journal reports new research finds that the photo-sharing platform can have negative effects on girls. Now, Instagram's looking at new ways to make sure girls don't focus too much on physical appearances. On Wall Street today, good day. The Dow was up 236, the S&P gained 37, and the NASDAQ was up 123 points.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.